Blog Talk Radio.
G Swizz, Soak Essential, New York. Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, Shorty. No, I'm coming right back.
Yeah.
When I leave, you know I'm coming right back.
Right
do what
back.
You do, you know how I like that.
Like
when I
that.
Leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together.
Together.
So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasure. Making love in a tub, all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even
treasure.
If I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back. Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing. I got you on my mind all of the time. You know the haters gonna hate you. The lies gonna lie. Think about it. They don't wanna see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you. Don't wanna see you cry. Last thing I wanna see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back. I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when
Next
I leave, thing. I'm coming right
then
back.
Then I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back. No matter where I go, you'll always be on my mind. G-Swizz said it best, I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you. When you're down and don't know what to do, just go ahead and take my hand. I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say, just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do. They're just jealous of what we got. So we'll look at this and laugh. Cause just like I told you, I can ride.
I'll be right back, baby.
Said I'll be right back, baby. I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Said I'll be right back, baby. Said I'll be right back, baby. I swear that no matter where I go,
you boo-boo.
What's going on, my co-host? How you doing?
I'm doing great, baby. Doing great, feeling blessed as always. Happy to be here. So watching the show with you.
Good, good, good. Hey, we're gonna have a great show tonight, Deanna.
That's right.
On the phone, Sugar Bear, you there?
Yeah, Ron's on the call-in line. I thought, is there any way we can connect both of us?
You did what now?
Ronzo's calling on the 646-715-5971 line.
Yeah, can he get in?
Yeah, he's on that one, and I'm on the one that you should call me on.
Cool, that's what's up. You said Ron? Ron's on?
Yeah. Yes.
What's up, Ron?
What's kicking, brother?
Hey, what's going on, baby? How you doing, man? You doing all right? Hey, man, I'm glad to have you guys on tonight, man. I mean, it's great having you guys on the show. We've already did this interview like once, but you guys are so good. I said, hey, we need to get them again, so we got you guys again. But this time, I'm going to call lines, and she's going to ask you some questions also, okay?
Nice to meet you, Vienna.
Nice to meet you, Sugar Bear. How you guys doing?
I'm sorry?
I said, how you guys feeling today?
Oh, to tell you the truth, we're worn out a little bit. Court is on a hiatus.
Tell her why you're worn out, man. Tell her why you're worn out. Tell her where you just came from.
Well, we just played Southern Illinois, Kentucky, Nashville, Chattanooga, and I think it was yesterday when we got home. Anyway, I'm just starting to get my way.
That's a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
These guys come all the time.
Hiatus.
Hey, Sugar Bear, we got a little echo, man. Do you got your radio on, your internet up? Do you got it turned up?
Maybe I should turn it off, huh?
Turn it down, man. Turn it down a little bit because I'm getting a lot of feedback.
How about that? Is that better?
Is that better? A little bit, man, but I still can hear it. you guys are professional, man. You know better than that.
Is it echoing now?
I'm
starting
to hear it now.
I was turning the other one off. I'm going to turn the speakerphone on.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's better. Yeah. Cool, that's what's up. Hey, guys, look, we're going to start the interview off like this. I'm going to let Vienna take the floor. She's going to ask you guys a couple questions, and then I'll ask you guys a couple questions, and then we'll take it from there and see how it works out, and everybody's happy, and we'll see what's going on, all right?
All right.
All right, Vienna, take it away, baby.
I got you on this. Sugar Bear, I am so happy to meet you guys. It's a pleasure. It will always be a pleasure. Now, you guys are known as America's hardest working hometown power trio. Explain that one to me, because it sounds exciting.
Which one is it?
Wow.
America's hardest working hometown power trio. That's what you guys are known as.
It's kind of like When you traipse across the country and you're playing your own music, you're sticking your neck out, you know? And we played for, every genre event from playing along hip-hop artists to country artists to rock artists, and people like us for some reason. It's lucky, you know?
Yeah.
Of course.
Because, people have to like you. You know, if they don't like you, then they're not going to want to hear what you know. You got a better shot, you know. And for some reason, we get received well. I think we kind of put this together in a hurry today. And I think I mislabeled some songs and maybe even sent some wrong ones. And I'm not even sure if they were the right mix because But we just have fun doing it, and we are the last record company we were with are the ones that coined us with that phrase, America's
right.
favorite power trio.
Right, right, and I believe it because I was reading your bio, and you've toured with such great artists such as Red Hot Chili Pepper, Goo Goo Dolls, Gloria Estefan, Black Eyed Peas, just to name a few. How does it feel being on stage with all these mainstream artists?
Well, they're people just like us, really.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know? And they, we get well received when we play with them, so. It's a huge charge. I'm trying to let my emotions not unfoil here, but standing on the tallest mountain and jumping off and knowing that you're gonna land safe.
Right, and it's such an honor just playing alongside with them, or opening for them.
I know such great people. Like Gloria Estefan, she is that girl. You know,
she's wonderful.
She drives security crazy because she would they'd do the conga and she'd have a train that would reach from the stage all the way up around the balcony. You know, and you might have 15,000 people doing the conga with her. You know, and she's not scared at all. You know,
yeah.
And they come back to the stage and melt your heart with if words get in the way. You know. So you get to also see what the next level is and where things you need to do.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah,
I had the honor of.
People.
Yes, she is. I had the honor of meeting and interviewing her many, many years ago, and she was such a pleasure to interview.
Yeah.
And she's so passive. She's very down to earth. You know, she's not uppity like a lot of artists,
yeah,
are.
She's a Wendy's nut.
Very
know?
Humble. Very humble,
you
yes.
Know, we did 40-something shows with them.
Nice.
And every day we would see her at Wendy's, But she's a military brat. She born in Cuba. And they were all to start with in Cuba and big stars, and for some reason thought they might want to try their luck in the USA when they were the Miami Sound Machine, and the rest is history.
Yeah, definitely. Now your sounds are like, wow, they're amazing. They are amazing. You know, you have a touch of Lenny Kravitz up in there. You have a touch of George Benson. Who creates the sounds? Do you guys create your own music? Or
well,
do you have someone else to
help you? No, we write and record, and I'm hoping I sent some good mix today because Caesar and I had to kind of do this in a hurry, but... as far as our recording and the songs we write, we write a song, one of us writes a song, then we figure out how the Sugar Bear Trio should play it,
Right.
And then we try to make it musical and make it sound well. Try to use theory, music theory and things like that to make it sound bigger than just three people.
Right.
And then we sometimes we just go off the deep end with breaks, we just can't stand it. We got to be musicians, not, 3-minute songs that people love, So we just put together songs that we think people will like. And then we go out and play them. If they don't like them, then we don't go any further with them.
Right.
So that's kind of the way we do it.
And I applaud you for that because not so many people would think like that. They would just keep on going and just keep running with it. as opposed to what you're doing. If they don't like it, okay, let's try the next one.
Well, I mean, you can. Every band has tried to approach. Well, this was the wrong audience. Well, that's mm-hmm. not. That's never the right answer.
Right.
You can't be the wrong audience. You know.
Yep.
So, you know, we go by that mainly. You know, if we think it's the most amazing song we've done, and we do it once or twice and get no response, and we just abandon it. You know, as far as putting our time in recording and mastering and engineering, you know, all of that, because it takes so much time.
It's very time consuming. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I agree. Now, what about any collaborations? Have you has the trio worked with any artists as far as, you know, collaborating as in, you know, music-wise, songwriting?
Well, I don't defile others with my lips, but our last record company, we did not, things did not work out well, so we thought we would just try to control our own future and start EMR Records with a friend of ours, William Ball, producer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to do it so we had control of our own destiny. Well, before you know it, there's some fantastic artists that are joining our record company. And, we don't ask for them to sign a contract. We just try to, you know, and CESA has interviewed several of them, you know, just, the ones that refer to him. And we have an RBI charity album that we're getting ready to do.
Right.
And we can put 26 artists on there.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Jimmy Rollins with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm just going to say this because I'm a baseball nut and I would fill the whole interview with it. But he's built eight complexes in Philadelphia, you know, the team he plays on and the city he lives in the inner city, in neighborhoods that aren't so desirable to even raise a child in, or, you know. And these facilities rival any minor league park I've seen. And it gives kids a choice to, either live the street life or, you know, have a nice facility and a caring unit to help them. So we're going to put out a charity album and donate money to RBI.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying every day to get in touch with, I would love it if it was something, if it was the St. Louis Cardinals, because I bleed St. Louis Cardinals red, all of us do. The game
mm-hmm.
is on right now, you know, but. Anyway, working with other artists. Also, we've been talking with an artist called Crisis. That's a hip hop artist that
right.
can sing, and we would love it if we had a fantastic singer. He's a fantastic singer, rapper, front man, but. We've been talking to him.
Right.
That would really, I don't know, he's a spectacular talent. We expect to work with him this year, too.
That is wonderful. So,
I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Thank you. Now, what is in store for Sugar Bear Trio for this year, 2012? What do you guys have lined
up? What do we do? I'm sorry?
I said, what do you guys have lined up?
Where do we what?
What do you guys have lined up for 2012? Any tours?
What do we have lined up?
Mm-hmm.
What do we have lined up? Right now, Midas Touch is setting us up to do shows with some big artists. They have, Fred Simmons has called me every day on the road, and he called today, and I told him that I wouldn't be able to talk to him about it extensively today because of what I, you know, because of Caesar. Well, he supports us, we support him, and he said, well, that's all good. Whenever you're done with that, we can talk to you. But to the question, they have 20 shows that they do nationally on the West Coast and 20 that they do on the East Coast. Some of the venues we won't fit because some will be country, some will be hip-hop, some will be rock, you know. So we're going to do, I figure that we'll probably do 5 shows with national artists on the East Coast and 5 with national artists on the West Coast, looking at the tour schedule. Also, we're thinking about, well, we have an offer to join the tour at any time. It's called the Campfire Tour. And you travel with about 4 or 5 bands from city to city, outside festivals, from Florida to New Jersey.
Nice.
So we don't know. We're going to talk to Fred probably tomorrow and find out what shows. And I'll keep you all posted on who we'll be opening for. But what they'll do is play us on the major FM stations before we get in town and place regions where they know we're hot. And a support to the ticket, you know, it's kind of like politics. You know, if we were going to bring in enough money to help pay for the cost of a concert, then those would be the shows that I'm sure we'll do.
That all sounds good. That all sounds good and is amazing, you know, with everything that that the band is doing. Now, what is the most memorable moment that you've had on the road?
Well, you ever heard of Nazareth, the band Nazareth? They did
Yes, I have.
And that guy's white-headed now, but he still can sing that song. Well, we did some shows with them. And then we were in South Dakota in the middle of some cornfield. I mean, it was huge. There was probably 10,000 people there. And the road manager gets out, and you could smell the cow dew. And he was Scottish. He said, give us a beer. He goes, I can smell it. He goes, the show's on. So, and they got in their tour buses and left, you know.
Wow.
They just left. You know, this was like the fourth show in the tour, and they left. You know, and then, so here we are, and, you know, you can imagine all the management people and all the buyers and all that freaking out, you know, they took off. So we just said, don't worry about it, you know. So when we first, we started our first song, and it was like, you're not mad, you know, I thought we were going to die. So I thought I did. So we started doing Hair of the Dog, and I just jumped off the stage into the middle of the crowd. And they call me, and they're like, yeah, blank Nazareth, yeah. You know, we started doing a Nazareth song, you know, Hair of the Dog, and, you know, just abandon what we're doing, you know, because we wanted to live. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the scariest, but.
So I'm pretty sure you had more, huh?
Opening for Styx at Barton Coliseum in Little Rock. That was kind of magic because it was one of our first big shows, you know. There's too many to really. I mean, every one of them. But there's been good Samaritans that have, you know, done things. One time we were going to a show in Fort Payne, Alabama, and we had a blowout. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning, still dark, and the sheriff pulls up behind us. You can imagine what we look like driving down the road.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and he gets his guns out and starts showing them to Court, because Court's a big gun nut. I wish he was here. He's a lot more fun than me and Ronzo. But anyway, he gets out, and I thought, I started getting sick to my stomach. I thought, he's going to tear this van apart. You know, and he's like 6'8", and we're in Pearl River, Mississippi. Right there by where Caesar, I believe, lives.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
In the Pearl River, is that the name? Or something like that, Mississippi. Anyway, we couldn't get the donut on there because the jack. So the sheriff comes up and lifts the front of the van up.
Wow.
And then said, I'll follow you. There's a tire that's right up here a couple miles, you know. Didn't ask us for an ID or proof of insurance or anything like that, you know. That was one of those moments where you wonder why you're doing this, you know.
Right. I think you told me that story before, man.
Well,
it sounds like I heard it before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you told me that before, yeah. Wow.
That's amazing.
We're really glad to get to talk to Caesar. We hardly ever get to, but him and Ronzo, they communicate all the time. They poke at each other all the time.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's great to talk to you. Chance to talk to you guys, man. I mean, I've been really, really tied up, and I know you guys have been also. And I see you guys be on Top Cats page a lot, but I see that Top Cats pretty busy also. But these guys right here, they're always on my list. I like these guys. I like their music. They're outstanding gentlemen, man. That's what they are. And they also did some interviews with me on the other show that I had. I had them come in, and they did some stuff, and we had a great time with that show on SCM Radio.
That must be so much fun.
Yeah, I remember you asking Court. You said, do you like this? Or you asked me, do you like this new music? And I said, yeah. He said, hey, drummer man, do you like this new music? He said, no. And you said, me either.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to agree on that one, because I cannot get into this whole new music thing. Keep me with my old school. I'm happy.
Right.
This last tour was really strange because, I mean, we played with quite a few other bands. So we played with the Jimi Hendrix tribute band. A white guy from Chattanooga.
How'd that go, man? I mean,
with blonde hair.
That was recently, right?
Yeah, just the tour we just got off of, yeah.
Right.
Another band called something and the drop, the Knockouts. And the reason they called them the Knockouts is while they were playing, they were really
humping
the blackouts. And the reason they called it the blackouts is the guy that played fiddle and mandolin for him, every once in a while he'd disappear from the side of the stage and black out.
Wow, that's nice. Was he drinking something or what? Was he drunk?
I don't know. They were so entertaining. And that was their second show that day.
Hey, Sugar Bear, did I just hear Ron say he was drinking moonshine?
Hey, Lefty, he woke up and he goes, "Where's, have you seen my band?" And we go, "They got we got a show tonight." He goes, "I'm
And they were great too. You know, it was a cross between alternative punk, bluegrass, fusion, you know, and just as carefree, probably the oldest one in the band was probably 24, you know. But they just, you know, they leave Blackout, you know, if they got another show and he blacks out, they get to the best way he can.
That is funny. That is too funny.
You can't, you just have to be there for those moments, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one, you know, those are the moments that I like to call you had to be there moments, because you really had to be there just to enjoy it.
When we went to the Jimi Hendrix Festival, I got out of the van and I didn't know that someone had broken a branch tree. And when I stepped out, it cut my leg and I fell flat on my face, you know. And there's the owner of the venue standing right there, you know. And I know he's thinking, oh my God, what is that, you know. That was my entrance.
Wow.
I cut my leg open, you know.
Hey, Sugarbear, let me ask you a question, man. You guys, I know you guys have been to other countries. You guys have traveled all over on tours. What's the most recent place you've been out of the city, out of the state, off the map, like as far as the country? What country is that?
I think the last one would be Aruba.
Okay. Can you tell us a little about Aruba? Hold on, Sugarbear. Can you tell these guys where that's located? Because a lot of them don't even know where that's located. And like, you know, how everything was over there, like the people.
Well, they were great, really, and they have 220 power there. So, actually, it's in the Caribbean. It was on the way from St. Croix and St. Thomas. I would almost have to point on a map to you, because I'm not much of a, you know, when I get on a airplane or a boat, I'm not really sure where I'm at. But
you're on an airplane or a boat, that's where you're at.
Yeah. Well,
you're going.
Oh, Lord.
But we had to take a ferry to the island, and they have 220 power there, so you know none of our equipment worked. That's odd. And that happened in St. Thomas and St. Croix and the Bahamas and Canada. Playing in Canada is very rewarding, but when you leave a city and you get maybe a mile outside the city, it says if you're the next gas station is 331 miles. If you don't have a full tank of gas, turn around, and they mean it, because it's a long way from, you know, not Toronto or Quebec or anything like that, but the other cities, you know, and the other towns, some of the smaller towns are way, 300 or 400 miles, and when they say get gas, they mean it. There's not a station.
Right.
That's a long. You said 300 miles just for the next gas station?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would die.
I would die because I'd be looking for something to drink or something to eat, man.
Sure, I would want to go to the bathroom. What the hell am I going to go to the bathroom after 300 miles?
You have your lunch pack.
Let's talk to a porta potty. Which one?
It's really strange to see different cultures too, you know. Like in Houston, the white people and the Hispanic people hated each other. And the black people just kind of stayed away from both of them like they were nuts, you know. And so we're on the street where we're playing. I know this is not politically correct, but I can't help but tell the story. We're on the street of the venue playing, and Kurt, you know how long his hair, not that long now, but you know how long his hair, you know, he walks up to this
Escalade with this nice-looking black couple. I mean, look like white-collar workers, you know. And sex on the window. And the guy rolls on the window like, oh, my God. You know? Anyway, Court says, we're playing at this venue. Do you know where it is? And he's like breathing out a deep breath of air and finds it on his GPS and says, you're on the street. It's right down here. Court said, what did you say when I come up to your window? He said, you want to know the truth? Like, what are you trying to sell?
I'm still tripping off that 300 miles run.
I knew you would. It's not like in New York where you go to a 7-Eleven right down the road, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, talk about retention, like bladder retention. Lord have mercy.
Hey, I've been there too, man. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's easier for a man to go to the bathroom than it is for a woman. So I could imagine for a woman just taking that ride, it must be excruciating.
Oh God, man, woman, or beast, you know, you're gonna be arguing with each other, and you know, not standing, you know, it's, but you know, once you get there and you get that charge, you know, you don't care. I wanted to say that same trip to Houston, a spiritual rock artist named Michelle Chaney lives there, and she sent us a message and said, you sound like the band I record with, and sent us five songs and said if she showed up at the venue, would we sing them? And we were like, sure. So we learned the songs. We're sitting in the venue, and there's a guy there that is, I mean, so white that, I mean, he's got really light red hair. He's about 6'6", and he's so white, he looked like a light bulb would give him a suntan. And he's messing with a laptop.
Wow.
And these three black girls come in, and I recognize LaShawn, you know. Anyway, that's her husband. And he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, I said, where are you from?
Oh, wow.
His name was Desmond. He said, I'm from Baton Rouge. And I said, well, Sean, where are you from? She said, Detroit. I said, how does Motown and Jimmy Swagger get together?
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
Desmond
he
said,
took it there.
Desmond said, Sugar, I'm just a man.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
She was awesome. Yeah.
I got a couple people out there with questions. I got a 256. 256, go ahead and ask your question, please.
Okay.
Hello, Sugar Bear.
Hello.
This is Susan Renegade.
Hi, Susan Leach.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, we miss you, girl.
Oh, God, I miss you, too. When are you guys coming back down here to Alabama?
Well, I just don't know. We'd like to come back to the main street, but I don't know what's going on there lately.
As far as I know, they're still doing music.
Can I tell a funny story about you, Suzanne?
I miss you guys.
Can I tell a funny story real quick about you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to hear about this too.
A great she runs Renegade Relics, and she books shows for us and other artists. I'll let you tell her about that. I'll hear her with this story. I'm sorry, I'm such a blabbermouth. But you know, her and I talked on the phone and messaged several times. So I'm out in the parking lot of the venue, and she pulls up, and I said, oh, Suzanne, and she goes, hello, where's Sugar Bear? She thought Rondo, he's in the middle of the video. She thought he was Sugar Bear. Anyway, I said, I knew you thought that Rondo was Sugar Bear. Anyway, that's the story.
Yeah. Rondo he's just a big old burly thing. Love you, Rondo.
I love you too, Susan.
I know you do.
I thought
you guys were going to be on the show, and I could not pass up the opportunity to call in and tell everybody when they say these guys work hard, I have actually witnessed firsthand the way they can work a crowd.
I could imagine.
They go over and above. They had this one little old girl down, when they came down here to play in Fort Payne, they had this one little girl, I say little girl because I'm a little older, you know, but she wanted to sing with them. And they invited her on stage, and she belted out some Janis Joplin, Like No Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That inspired her. Now she is doing it herself. She has decided that that's what she is. She is a musician, and she is now playing the local scene down here, and she is doing great.
Man, that just gives me goosebumps.
That is cool.
That is beautiful.
She is doing so good. But I've
Who's your hot new artist, Suzanne?
Pardon me? My hot new artist? I don't have no new ones. I stick with my old crew. I'm still there for you, Sugar Bear. I still have Damien Cripp.
I can ask about Damien, yeah.
And Monk out of Germany. And, well, I guess the newest one would be If Not for Dreamin', which is a duo out of Connecticut. And they are real soft, gentle rock. But I want more Sugar Bears.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what? Hey, what's your name, ma'am? I'm sorry.
My name is Susan.
Susan? Okay. Hey, Susan, you need to get in touch with me, and let's get them down here. We can get them down here. We get a venue for them, and I would like to talk to you. I'm in Mississippi. You're in Alabama, so we're right by each other.
Yeah,
so,
we're real close.
Yeah, you should connect and
I'm looking at your phone number right now, Susan. I'm looking at your number right now. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to call you probably tomorrow, if that's all right with you.
That would be great.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to you.
You know
cool.
what? That press release that you wrote for Suzanne was very nice. We really appreciated that. And
I'm just waiting for another opportunity with you guys.
Your words captured the show just about. I mean, it made me feel like I was, you know, was back there that night. You know, what was bad is most of the people that came to see us, we knew they were people that lived in Alabama that grew up here, you know. Even Suzanne's husband worked with one of my best friends. It's just odd, wasn't it, Suzanne?
Yeah, it's just so odd the way, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Yes, he does.
He does. And he tends, through the internet, I have been able to hook up with so many wonderful indie artists. I just have a soft spot for indies, and I really appreciate them getting out there. And if they all worked as hard as Sugar Bear Trio, all three of them, and if anyone has not had the opportunity to see these guys play, they are missing. They are missing out.
Oh, yeah.
Unreal on the drum.
We're blushing
so much. It's so sweet.
But I just wanted to call in, say hello, send my love. I saw that you guys were going to be on. I had an opportunity to call in, and I wish Sugar Bear all the luck, and I wish both of you, excuse me again, names, Deanne, co-host.
Oh, Deanna.
Deanna.
Yes.
You and DJ.
Black
okay.
The landlord from the south.
I wish you guys best of luck with the show. I do have some artists. If you're looking, they're not all, you know, I got clear across the map as far as genre goes. They're not all like Sugar Bear, but I know they all would be glad to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Hey, look,
thank you so much, Susan.
Like we're looking for some more people because this is a new show right here, and we're looking for some more artists. So if you got some more rock groups, that would be great. If you got anybody, whatever genre.
I have a young guy up there, and I do work with one band that's called Bubonic Funk, and they are a funk group. And
there's a young kid.
I call him a young kid. He's just out of college up in Massachusetts, Scotty Isbell. And he is hip-hop, pop, and he is good.
Hey,
that's a fascinating story
behind him. But at any rate, like I've said before, if anybody has not had the opportunity to see Sugar Bear Trio, when they take a break, they go out, they talk to the people, and they become... They end up making friends before they leave any venue.
Yeah.
It is just amazing. They are very much people-oriented. They're very much people-oriented trio. And musically, they are off the chart.
Anyone
needs to sit back. Any band that does Frankenstein and actually does the entire drum solo rocks.
Wow.
That's beautiful. That is so wonderful.
I'll never forget that. To watch that kid just tear that drum, those drums up, and he never damn missed a lick.
Wow. I like that.
Well, we missed
But I won't keep you guys, I'll let you guys continue your interview with him. Sugar Bear, Rondo, love you both. Give Court my love. And we'll see you next time you blow through here.
Okay, we love you.
It better be soon.
I hope so.
Yay.
We love you. Tell everybody hello. Hey, how's the handlers doing?
They are doing pretty good. Well, they're not really playing together as the handlers anymore. Two of them are still playing together, and they're still doing Main Street a lot, and they're doing Old Timers, Blues and Barbecue, some, which you need to look them up, too. Hit me up on Facebook.
I will, girl.
You'll be, you'd be perfect for that venue.
Hey, Sugar Bear, send me her link also, man, so I can see who she is.
Absolutely.
You can pick me up on Facebook at facebook.com/renegade, RENAGADE.
Renegade.
Or Susan Lake. You'll trust me, you'll find me.
Okay, cool.
I'm all over the place. Just go look at Sugar Bear's page. You'll find me.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Nice meeting you, Susan.
Bless your heart, girl.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We got another caller. His name is Mac2Fly92. You can go ahead now, caller.
Mac2Fly92.
Hello, caller. Mac2Fly92. You can go ahead and talk. Okay, he doesn't want to talk.
I guess he got scared.
Yeah, I guess he got
spooked. She's an awesome person, though.
She sounds good. She sounds real nice, man.
She sounds like she's like a great fan, and she sounds like she supports you guys 100%, and I do too. Hey, also, let's get into a little music right now, man. Let's get into one of his songs, The Lonesome.
You know,
I love this song, man, The Lonesome Beaver Blues. That's my favorite song, I think.
I don't think that's The Lonesome Beaver Blues, because I went back and made sure that I sent you the right songs. I don't think that's The Lonesome Beaver Blues. I think when I tried to listen to it back, because I did it in such a hurry. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's cool. Damn.
And and that file is messed up.
I got a couple songs I downloaded off your Reverb Nation page. So
okay.
I know they're good. I got Faceless Lovers. You want to tell us a little bit about that and like what inspired this song right here?
Well, actually, it's kind of like one night stand. You know, like walking the streets lonely, and that's a, we have a guest singer on that song.
Okay, cool. Who's your guest singer?
Steve Hall.
His brother
is Bruce Hall, an REO Speedwagon.
Right. I know who that is. I was going to ask you that. Wow.
Yeah. He's a guest singer on that. But that song's about walking the streets and really looking for love and kind of like it doesn't matter who it is. Freddie Mercury always said, don't tell people what your song's about because let them draw their own conclusion. Because if you tell them what it's about, they might not even like it.
Why don't they say that about you guys? Everybody likes you guys. You're on top of it, so everybody likes you guys.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when I found out that I forget what the song is. She's a bad girlfriend. When I found out the guy wrote the song about his mom, I didn't like the song anymore.
Wow. Hey.
That's real deep.
You just proved me wrong, man. Okay, look, man. We're gonna go ahead and play this. We're gonna play this song right now, man. I'm leaving it alone and stop asking you. I'm gonna just play this song right now, and then when we get you back on, we'll go from there. All right. Sugar Bear Trio, Faces Lovers.
They don't care you are.
tasteless lovers, man. I like that, man.
Hey,
Deanna, you like? What's up?
I love it. You got me jamming over here. Yeah.
You dancing, Deanna?
You know I can. You know I gotta get down.
Hey, that's great, man. Hey, you're making my girl dance. That's all right. Hey, guys, check it out. I'm going to play another song for you guys in just a moment, but I'm going to get back into this interview. Now, let me ask you a question, Sugar Bear. You want to tell us a little bit about Top Cat, your friend Top Cat? You want to tell us a little bit about him and what he's did for you guys?
DC. He is a marvelous man. He's the king of entertainment in Shreveport.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always helped us. I mean, always books shows and brings an entourage with him. I can't express how great a man he is. And how well he's treated us, and the people that he's drawn to support us, stuff he's done for other artists that we like, you know. He's the whole package. When we play in Shreveport, he is the king of Shreveport, and we are well taken care of. They've had, I'm not sure what you call it, but several times he's been, you know, to see us every time he books us there. And he brought an entourage of hip hop and spoken word and rap and hip hop artists with him. And they did this, we wanted them to take the stage for a set, you know. They wanted to do a half an hour, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they did this thing. I don't know what you call it, but one of them would say, "My mama left me in the middle of the street when I was born, you know, and I had to crawl through the trash can to get my first meal. Damn." Then the other one would go, "My mama didn't even have me, you know. She, you know, damn, you know, they had us rolling, you know."
Yeah.
And Top Cat's quite the artist himself.
He's a man, Top Cat is.
He's like the Shreveport Snoop Dogg.
His name's Everett Wedden. When I met him, I said, "Hello, Thomas." And he's laughing.
You know, I never. Man, in a way. You know? I met his girlfriend. I hope she's not listening. But I met his girlfriend the last time she was there. And I didn't know he had a girlfriend. And she was she was beautiful and very nice, you know.
Yeah.
But
we were
coming from Fort Payne, where Suzanne was talking about.
Okay.
We were coming and going there. And there usually we got Top Cat hooks us up with this pool. You know, rooms with a pool, blah, blah, blah. Well, I could not find a place when we came in. I was just so burnt out. I was driving one of the live tours. Anyway, so we stopped at this place, and I was telling him that, you know, that night, you know, he introduced us real quick. "This is my girlfriend, you know. Don't say nothing." But, you know.
You're trying to let you know real quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I know what he was doing.
Yeah. And so I told him, I said, I couldn't find that swank place. You know, we had to stay at this place, and I told him the name of the street. She goes, "The Wrestler's Inn." He goes, "How do you know where that place is?" And I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "It's kind of like the family motel where you live. Everybody knows how much it costs, but they've never been there."
Oh,
wow. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of confusing. You know, everything was okay.
Yeah. Wow. That's nice. That's a good story. Hey, let me ask you what.
He took care of his mama, too.
Oh, okay.
And I always love him for that. Top Cat.
What'd you say about his mom?
I said he takes good care of his mama, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's always on top of everything, man. He covers everything. He takes care of his mom. He takes care of his girlfriend. And then he has all the artists that he deals with from around the world, man. That guy's on top of
it. Yeah, I mean, you got to be friends with him and stuff. You see how he is. He's very generous,
yeah.
giving soul.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
I can't say enough about him. You know, I hope he's listening because we love Top Cat, man. He's like family.
Yes,
you know?
Yes sir.
Just like Suzanne, kind of. You know, except you know, just not Top Cat's. He's special.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Well, look, I got somebody else want to ask you a question, man. I'm gonna introduce her. This is one of the young ladies from the Nation Billing. Basically, she runs Nation Billing. Miss Digit Mohammed. Digit, are you there?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hi, kids.
Hey.
What's going on, my people? What's happening?
It's all good right here, man. We just having a good time with my man Sugar Bear Trio and my man Runzo. They're out there. They're on my line. So you can say hi to those guys, please.
Oh, well, hello, fellas. How are you all doing?
Well, a lot better now. We got to meet you, DJ Mohammed.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so charming.
Wow. Hey, did he just call you DJ Mohammed?
I'm not a DJ. Not yet, but if I keep messing with Caesar, I might be in a minute. Deanna on the line?
I'm here, kids. How are you?
Hey, Sugar. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good for an old woman. I'm good. DJ Caesar, the baddest DJ in the South. How are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful, Gidget. I've been looking at you. And looking at you online, I was like, I'm going to call her in just a minute. But I see you on here, man. I'm just letting you know I did recognize you. I recognize you when I see that number.
I've been on and off. I've had to take some phone calls here and there. But from what I heard, I'm really enjoying the show and Sugar Bear and Trio. I hope, you know, wish y'all much success. And looking forward to hearing some more music from you guys, and hopefully in the near future we might hook up and meet and hang out.
That would be great.
Do something crazy, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys right here, Sugar Bear Trio, these guys are terrific, man. They're on top of it, and they like to party.
life is a party.
Life is a party, right?
You know. It's hard for us to resist. You know, if people want to be friends, then we cooperate. I guess that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Hey, who was in the background saying cooperate? Who was in the background? That's your mom.
I'm not sure which one of you is talking to on that one.
Hey guys, hey, I'm gonna play another song. This song right here is by Sugar Bear Trio. It's called I'm Lost. They're lost right now. Put the song call about, and then I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions about the song. You guys can answer if you want. You don't have to, but just let us know afterwards, and let's get into this song right now. I'm lost.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A few drinks and you'll be all right.
How close is it?
Sounds like a, you know, that sounds like a commercial deal, man. It sounds like a, you know what? That's what we need. We need that, man. We need somebody
well,
like you guys.
We try to keep our songs down to 3 minutes and stuff like that, so we got a chance of radio play, you know.
Right.
And you know, look at what John Mayer's doing now. You know, he's moved to Montana and bought a cowboy hat and is playing acoustic. And,
well, he had voice on his vocal cords.
Yeah, he had voice surgery, and he can't sing like he used to. The operation didn't work, but he's got a new album out called Shadows Of. It sounds a lot like I'm Lost, you know. It sounds that type of music, more pop blues or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But ooh. I don't know. I think it hits a certain niche. But it's not. It's not one that we would pick to put on an album.
You know what? I tell you one thing. Because I'm from New York. So if we were to put you at B.B. King's, oh Lord have mercy.
Boy, I'd pass out. He's my hero. That boy can play guitar. Now I'd love to sit down and just, oh my God. I think if someone would get us on Beale Street, that we wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
Because we do.
Hey,
I mean, we do blues out a lot of places. Like Chicago blues.
I can see blues back in cigarettes.
Hey, Sugar Bear, have you guys ever been down to Memphis on Beale Street to the B.B. King place?
Yeah.
You guys were born there?
I love Beale Street. You know, I usually get a room and somewhere and close so I can walk so I'm not, you know, so and crawl back,
right.
You know.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's great. It's like that in Soulard in St. Louis.
Right.
You know, there's just blocks and blocks one right after another of blues bars.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. I've
but
been
it's there. It's not. I mean, Memphis is. Yeah. You know, well, Memphis is calling. You know, is on our first album. That's how much we love it there. You know.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, Memphis guy and his eyes together.
In the blues. Yeah.
Sounders,
and the AAA Redbirds are in Memphis too.
Yeah.
So you know if you want to watch Cardinal stars.
I was saying, watch the ball game right now. I was saying it was a bare stuff. When watching the ball game on the radio with this stuff, with no voice on that ball game.
That was a hard part of the tour. You know, not being able to get Cardinal baseball for me of the last tour. But, I didn't have time to watch them anyway. But, anyway, forgive me. I'm just bleeding a little Cardinal red.
Yeah. Mr. Club.
I'm sorry about that, guys. I'm sorry about that. I tried to sneak one of my artists in there over you. I'm sorry. I didn't do that on purpose, man. That was an accident. No, it was not on purpose. I would never do that. I'm sorry. Hey, I was just fiddling. I was fiddling around and it came on. Let me ask you a question. This question's for Ron. Ron, let me ask you a question real quick, man, because you're always in the background and you just be screaming out, man, and I like that, but you need to come out to the front lines, man. So I'm going to bring you out to the front lines. Now, Ron, let me ask you a question, like out of being with Sugar Bear Trio. Do you feel like Sugar Bear Trio is on the rampage? They're on the up and up. They're on the rise right now. Or do you feel like Sugar Bear Trio is stuck in a rut? Or do you feel like you guys are about to bleed all over the place? How do you feel about your music?
I think we have a lot of things going for us right now, and the future looks good. But we just got to keep going for more. Keep striving for this. Keep striving for it, because if you don't, it'll drift away, and you won't, you don't use your gifts, and for your gain, if you don't use your gifts for your gain to
for seeing your life, and, you know, if you don't stay on top of it, it isn't going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I got another question for you, man. Let me ask you this. I know you guys are on the road a lot. Let me ask you this. I know my dad has kids now. Does everybody have kids?
No, Bear's the only one. I don't have
any
kids.
Okay. So Bear's the only one. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you have a significant other?
No, I'm a single man.
Oh, wow.
You're
out there, huh? Ladies, you said my man is single. He's looking for somebody. So if anybody out there wants to get with him, here's your chance to get with my man Runs right now, guys. He's
all of us are. All of us are single.
Oh, okay. Everybody is. Okay.
Everybody's
okay.
Yeah.
I got a band right now that's looking for a woman. They're looking for companions right now. Any black, white, Cuban, whatever you are, just let me know.
I said, you know, we have to, you know, before we start telling everybody, we need to know what their preference is.
They got a license. That's why I'm in the back all the time, fellas.
Wow.
Roman laughs anyway on the floor, so they enjoy themselves too. You know, that's what it's all about. Enjoy what you're doing.
Right. That's what's up, man. It's
I'm not trying to make light of that. It is.
Okay.
I'm down like Bear now.
Oh, you what, I didn't hear what you say, Sugar Bear?
No, I said I was sounding like Bear. This is
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah.
Brilliant minds think alike,
no,
I guess.
Yeah, right. Deanna, I mean, do you want me to play another song or what?
I want to play a song that I actually love.
Okay.
It's actually one of my favorites. It's called Man on Fire. Do you have it?
Man on Fire.
Fire. Yes.
Man on Fire.
You sing. Yeah.
That's me singing.
Oh, that's me singing.
I don't have that.
Yeah, he sent it to you.
Oh, I got it?
Yeah, I think he said he sent it to you.
He might have sent it to me, but I might have been download. Hey, you know what?
Yes.
I do have another. I got two more songs, actually. I got one that I'm saving for towards the end of the show, and then I got one that we don't know what it is, The Lonesome Beaver. We don't know what that is.
Beaver Blues.
Do you know what it is?
It's a messed up file.
Oh, it's a messed up file?
Yes, sir. He sent you Man on Fire, though, he said.
Oh, yeah, he probably did, but I didn't get to it. I got about 5 songs loaded up, and that's all we're going to play. I got 5 songs loaded up. I got Rock Hard Chick. I got that in there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that towards the end of the show. We still got 40 minutes to go, guys. So I'm going to say
That's our buddy from down in Florida, John Hollywood.
Okay.
John Hollywood, Rock Hard Chicks. He's been up here at our house. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That's what's up. I'm gonna play one of my songs then, since you guys don't have a song in here. The song you guys got, I'm gonna play it a little later on. But I'm gonna play one of my songs. I'm gonna play Red Light Stop. You guys get to hear. Probably never heard this song before, but you should hear it at all your local clubs. It's a dance song, guys. It's a dance song. It's kind of catchy. So check it out. This is it.
Quit playing. You make that beat, Tef.
Yeah. How you driving for that, man?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Back it up.
Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Back
I've been talking to him on Facebook. He's supposed to be going on tour with us, so I can't wait to meet him, man. He sounds like a great guy.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to see him because, I mean, as a performer, he's, oh, my God, he's amazing. And as a person, he's such a hard worker. Always constantly, you know what it's
like
everything is going to
be like Sugar Bear Trio. They're hard workers.
Just like Sugar Bear Trio. Absolutely.
Right.
Definitely.
Back it up,
man. I'm still backing it up to head on music. And then some.
That's song is stuck in my head. I got that one.
They still talk in the Back It Up song.
Yeah.
I got a hit. Mama, Dad, I got a hit. Wow, y'all great.
I was gonna tell you that Man on Fire is on the same message I sent as I'm Lost. Anyway.
Okay, I got you. That's what's up.
Yeah, I like that.
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to get into my playlist.
Ray and Hip Hop Mixer, that guy is a nice mesh.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we can get you guys to get together and do something together, man. That would be great.
I think so.
What do you think, Vienna?
I think that would be wonderful. I would love that.
I think it would too.
I think it would be that.
I think it'll bring a little flavor to the pot, man. You stir it up, I think it'll bring a little spice to it.
That would be awesome.
Bring that back up song because I'm going to be backing it up. I'll find somebody to back
it up. Hey, you got a lot to back up with too, so hey, don't back it up too much. you got a truckload, guys. You guys got to check your own word, guys. But you got a truckload. Okay, enough of that. This is what I want to do next, man. I want to do something kind of special, Vienna. I want to donate the time to them to put out their social networks. This is your time now to put out your social network, guys. Let's try to get them all out there, all right, because you guys got a lot of them. So give them the main ones you guys go to, if you don't mind. I know you guys got a website, so give them all that information, please.
Awesome.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
We can hear you. Oh, did you want us to do it now?
Yeah, because we got about 26 minutes left, guys, and I want to get that out there. I don't want to be last minute getting it out there. If you guys get it out there now, that'll be great.
Our social networks?
Yeah.
Facebook/Sugar Bear Trio, MySpace/Sugar Bear_fans, Twitter/Sugar Bear Trio, YouTube/Sugar Bear Trio, IMR Radio, it's IMRadio.com/Sugar Bear Trio, and DakotaGrooves.name.com, SuperstarCentral.name.com, WorldMovementRecords.name.com, all Top Cats on all of those name sites too. So is Jackie Shaw's and Lamont Patterson. You know Lamont, don't you? Caesar?
Yeah, I do know Lamont. Hey, move around a little bit, Sugar Bear. Your phone is cracking.
How are we doing now?
You're doing a little better. Move around a little bit more.
How about now?
Yeah, you're perfect.
We're out in the yard.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You're it.
Was that it? Is that all the stuff you get? What about your email and
email,
some ways to contact with you?
SugarBearTrio@gmail.com.
Okay.
And ReverbNation/SugarBearTrio.
Okay.
And EMRRecords.biz.
Okay. Hey, is that you guys' website?
Yeah. And
okay, what is it again?
EMRRecords.biz.
Okay.
Also, SugarBearTrio.com.
Right. That's what I was waiting on. Thanks a lot, man. That's pretty much, you gave them about 20 social networks, and that's about all they need. Because this is recorded, so we're going to send this out to, like, people once we get a chance, and I'm going to put it's going to be on my face, on my, it's going to be on my website also. I have a player on my website for anybody who wants to hear this recording at www.Caesar, spelled C-E-Z-A, radio.com. At CaesarRadio.com. You can go there and check them out. You can go there and check out this show right here. You can go there and check out my show. I had an interview with Miss Gidget the other night. We got that on there. It was kind of foul, man, but it is what it is. It was a great show. Gidget was wonderful. Everything was perfect with her, but on my end, it just didn't work out. God had another plan. But, hey, everything worked out. I thank God for the show. These guys right here, Sugar Bear Trio, they weren't even scheduled to go on for the night. But these guys helped me out. Actually, we had Project Pet that was supposed to be in here. But this guy, he told me he had something else going on. And so we didn't go for that. We keep it moving. We can't. The show does not pause or stop in mid-space for anyone, not even Project Pet. So I'm just letting you guys know that. I got somebody else in, somebody even better to fill up. To have fun with us tonight. Sugar Bear Trio, these guys have been friends for a long, long time. And these guys have been Top Cat's friends also. So you know how me and Top Cat do it. We keep it real. We keep it live. 100%. That's what we do. And now I got my girl, Vienna. That's what's up. We got all these shows on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, guys. What time is that Eastern, Vienna?
8 o'clock, baby. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Eastern. So all you 8 o'clockers, you need to get locked in right now with Vienna and Caesar, because we're going to do it real, real big, guys. We're going to have a lot more stars coming in. Right now we got Sugar Bear Trio. They're superstars for tonight. They're the very first show that Vienna and Caesar show, the very first time that we were on the radio. That's who we got. My man Sugar Bear Trio, my man Runs. What's up, Runzo? What's going on, baby? How you doing, brother? Hey, man, we're going to have another great show lined up this upcoming week. I think we got, let me check my calendar and see. We have Vaughn and we have Young Palm. Young Palm is going to be in the house on the 6th. The 6th is coming up real quickly, guys. So stay tuned with me. Keep it locked right here. We have that show ready for you guys. Next, we have that show ready for you. Then I got my man on the 13th, Limelight. You guys know Limelight out of Chicago. That guy right there does it real, real big, guys. If you want to do it big, get with Limelight. They do it real big. Hey, guys, check it out. He's a DJ also. My man, Fats. What's up, Fats? What's up, baby? We're going to do it real big, Fats. We're going to keep them real. We're going to keep it good. We're going to keep it locked right here at Caesar Radio and Vienna Show. That's how we're going to do it, guys. So stay locked right here with us, and we'll have more for you guys. Let's get back into this interview with my man, Sugar Bear Trio. Vienna, do you have anything that you want to ask these guys, if you don't mind?
No, actually, I really don't, but I just want to say that I had so much fun with them tonight. It's unbelievable, very down-to-earth, funny.
Yeah.
Their music is absolutely amazing. Had
yeah,
me dancing,
yeah.
And, I mean, I
would
have
liked to see that.
Thank you
so much. I would have liked to see that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Now, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's.
What were you saying, baby? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
This show is on fire.
Yes, it is. Fire. Yes, it is. We got the water to put it out, man, because we didn't put it out right now. Hey, we got 20 minutes, guys. So, Sugar Bear Trio, let me ask you a question, man. Basically, where do you see yourself at? On down the road, like, say, maybe 3 months. 3 months from now, where do you see yourself?
If things go right,
You know,
I'm sorry, I didn't even say what you see yourself. What is your group?
Say,
I'm sorry. I have a question.
3 months down the road, if I was to project, I would say that we'd be maybe a fourth of the way to our goal, to our second goal, and not to our third goal. You know, in other words, I see us probably doing maybe 5 opening shows a month, something like that.
Okay.
And not work, and maybe not work so hard, but for quality than quantity. But probably, but if somebody calls us, we'll come.
Yeah,
you know?
we'll be there. We'll make it.
Maybe.
Right, I know you guys will, man. You guys go everywhere.
Maybe itemize our gigs a little closer.
Yeah.
But that,
I got another question for you.
Okay,
you said you like to have a manager?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, what's up with Todd Chet? What is he doing nowadays? Is he not managing people right now?
He's always doing everything. I don't know how he does it. You know what? You know what I mean? And summertime in Shreveport is awesome. There's so, you know, right there on that river, there's festivals and you know, all up and down the river, and then the strip there.
Hey, Sugar Bear, move around a little bit. Your palm is breaking up real bad again.
Got it.
Yeah, well, you're good.
He's a, you know, he pretty much runs the strip there, and 80% of that town's economy is entertainment. I love towns like that. You know, that means people wouldn't have a job unless you're. That's all of us were working. You know.
Right.
So
I got you.
He's busy, plus he's a genius too. You know.
Yeah, he is
a genius. You know how fast he can do things. You know.
I know.
I've asked him to do things for me, and I'm thinking this is going to take a month, and he's like, it takes a couple of hours. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
I do.
That's a top salute to him. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Right.
Say nothing bad about DC.
Right.
What about you? What about you in 3 months? What do you think you're going to be doing? I think this radio show is going to be really good.
I'm thinking that, you know, on down the road, myself and Vienna, I think we're going to have a. We're going to go to television in about maybe 3 to 4 months down the road. I'm going to do television. I've been offered TV spots right now, but I'm trying to get myself in shape because I don't want to do that until I'm in shape, man. I mean, I don't want anybody looking at me until I'm in shape because, you know, I'm a little sloppy now. I'm a little rough around the edges, but when I get it taken care of, like before I go on this tour, and we're getting ready to go on. We're going on tour the 15th of this month. That's when we start with the Front Runners tour. Basically, that's been a tour man, a lot of people have been talking about that tour, man. A lot of people have been out there talking about the tour.
Jonathan with Midas Touch. Ask us to join that tour.
Yeah.
Who?
Jonathan. Midas Touch.
Jonathan Purdy?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
that's
why I said that we have to take a week here and sort things out. Because there's a couple tours that we could be on right now. You know, just jump on them.
Why?
We need a little bit of a break. And plus, we'll recording, but the Front Runners thing, that'd be some nice exposure.
Yeah, it would be. Actually, I was going to holler at you guys on that, but I know you guys are already on tour. I know you guys were already on tour, so I didn't bring it to your attention because you guys already been doing, like, tour back-to-back tours, so I didn't think you were interested.
Well, actually, I think Fred Simmons that I was talking about earlier, Jonathan has taken a couple weeks to figure out where to put us, you know.
Because it's kind of weird to figure out, you know, well, where were these guys fit tour, you know? And he's blended it down to Fred helping us. And anyway, there must be a lot of people listening to the show because I've got like 20 text messages since.
You got quite a few people tuned in to the show, man. You got quite a few people tuned in right now. I got callers in my call room right now, so but I know we got more people than that logged in because you got people on the internet listening also. And then I got my friends; they're also. I sent out about 50 text messages today because I got tired. So I got a phone, guys. I'm telling you. Have you ever seen a phone that only can send out 5 texts at a time?
It's time for an upgrade. You need to upgrade,
Caesar. I just bought this phone the other day, man. I paid $80 for it. But what I need to do, I need to get an iPhone and be like all the other people out there in the industry because I know everybody has one of these Android phones.
How do you say hee-haw?
Ronzo and Cord both got the Droid phones. I got this. You know, this little flip out with a keyboard on it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many texts can you send out, Sugar Bear?
Oh, I can send out a bunch.
Wow.
I know it's a big work. You should have that call suite thing. Especially as busy as you are.
My phone, I'll start as we get done.
Because you can put your show on once a week, you know, and run it, you could run the every show that you do every Wednesday night for 3 months, you know, and people will be able to it would be posted
tweet.
4 times a day.
On that KL tweet.
Yeah.
Where you at, Vianna? What? I said it wrong.
It's called
tweet.
I
said it wrong.
That's all right. I thought it was Calstree. I thought it was California when I went. Maria Frolich that owns Last FM. She's the one that gave me the tool. They're nice.
Okay. Okay.
But they're in France, so, you know.
How's Jackie doing from Cordova Group? How's she doing?
Oh, Jackie's wonderful.
She's doing all right.
I heard her get mad for the first time when somebody bad-mouthed us. I mean, she was
selfies.
I've never heard her say a bad word about anybody, but we got slammed by, I'm not going to mention name, but we got slammed by another promotion company. You know, I thought it was funny, you know, they were threatened by us, you know.
What?
Anyway, she was mad, you know. Called me up and told me all the dirty deeds that they'd done to her and stuff. Anyway, but she's doing wonderful. She's having a bit of trouble adapting to her son to being a teenager.
Right.
And, you know, it's a different world nowadays.
Right. Right. What's up, baby?
Yeah, man. You know it.
Hey, let me ask you, man. I mean, I know all you guys believe in God, so I'm not going to ask you that question. I want to ask you this question. What would you say about people that don't believe in God today? I mean, what do you have to say about that, Sugar Bear and Ron? What do you guys say about that?
The people that don't believe in God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, people don't believe in God. You know, a lot of people don't believe in them. A lot of people believe whatever they believe. They don't believe in God. So what do you think about that?
I think that they're scientists. You know, I think that they're trying to analyze things, and they're missing the point.
Right.
You know, and the point is that, you know, we invented time. There was no such thing as time. You know, God, I don't even, you know, they don't talk about clocks in heaven. I'm trying to make this short because religion touches everybody.
Yeah.
But if you have prayers answered, and, you know, I've asked God to work through me to help others, and it ended up being a lot tougher than I thought. But
right.
But I got what I, you know, people that don't believe in God, I think that they're carnal. I think that they're short-minded. They don't realize that there is a way, there's something beyond this, you know.
I believe that
your spirit moves so fast that at some point in time that it goes faster than your body, and then it just moves on to wherever that is.
Yeah.
I agree with that. What do you think, Ron?
I think that if people don't believe that there's no God, that this is just all here, you know, there was no creator and no ending and stuff like that. If they don't believe in that, then they're arrogant. It's arrogant.
Right.
And because I don't think man could have done this. I think it had to be between a divine being, you know. Maybe I don't know if it's being or not. You know, I'm a God-fearing man, but I love me some Jesus, man. Amen.
Yeah, I know, man.
You know, that's right.
I like you, brother. I love Jesus.
I love Jacob's prayers, you know. And big shout-out to him and Terry both. You know, they awfully good your people.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Jacob Toombs. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, Jacob and Terry. They were awful good to us. Jacob keeps in
contact
with me a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? I miss you guys in the meetings, man. I mean, when we have a meeting, I'm going to invite you guys back. You guys haven't been in a while, but we've been having some great meetings. But I'm going to invite you guys back. You guys should be in every meeting, man. You guys, it's about time to come on.
It was, you know, that sometimes we could, you know, just depend on.
Yeah, I'm going to rub this in on court, man. He missed out tonight.
He's still not home, but I don't know. I don't think we're the ones missing out, though.
Right.
I had that thought for a minute, though.
Vienna, I got a question for you, Vienna.
Yes.
What do you think about people that don't believe in God?
You know, that's a topic that I try to stay away from. I really do, because I respect everyone's beliefs. You know, because you do have your atheists, and you know, I am also a God-fearing woman.
You respect atheists? You respect that?
No. I respect their beliefs. I don't respect them. I respect their beliefs.
You believe they have a right to believe what they want.
Exactly. They have a right to believe what they want, and, you know, and I believe, you know what I want. And, yes,
I do fear God. You think it's good for them to go to hell?
I don't believe that it's good for them to go to hell. No, it's not. But, however, you know, everyone's entitled to their own beliefs anyway. You know, as long as I have my faith and I keep my faith strong in Jesus and I fear him and I love him to death, that's my main concern.
Right.
Well, you know, he says that he forgives every one of us, and that, you know, if you are so short-minded that you're an atheist or whatever, well, there I go label it. But you know,
I don't think
I think you're forgiven, because he says that everybody makes it. You know, everybody might not take the same path, but everybody makes it. Even the people that are in the pits of hell, eventually, you know. So what up, you know? And what if they're wrong? That's what I would say, you know. And I'll take my chances. You got 50, you know, if it's 50-50, they're right, I'm wrong, I'll take my chances.
Right.
Right.
Anyway, because there's no hope, you know. There's no hope. There's no blessings. There's no, you know, without that belief, without that faith.
Right.
Okay. Miss Gidget, are you there, Gidget?
Yes, I'm still here.
What do you think about people that don't believe in God, Gidget? Because I never asked you that.
I'm kind of like Deanna. You know, everybody has the right to believe in whatever they choose to believe in. But as I always say, may God still have mercy on your soul.
Amen.
Basically, amen to that.
I guess. Perfect.
That was a perfect one there.
That's kind of like why I called Gidget out of nowhere, because I knew that she was going to have the perfect answer. I knew she was going to have a better answer than we did, because Gidget is all she. Gidget does a religious show. If you guys ever want to come, she does a religious show on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Gidget, Raheem, and Sister Marilyn. They all do a religious show. So these guys are pretty political, guys. I'm just letting you guys know that whoever's hasn't been there, I know Vienna knows about it. So I'm just letting you guys know.
She should have the Sons of Harmony on there. I told you about those guys.
Yeah, we're going to get them on my show also. We'll probably get them involved with Gidget. Let her deal with that. And we're going to get them on this show also. So, hey, guys, look, we had 2 minutes left. We need to wrap it up. So, what's up? What do you got to say, guys? Let's speak now.
I want to know something. I want to know when Sugar Bear Trio going to come do a song with me. That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Surely. And she does song.
Certainly. You want to do it now?
Sugar Bear Trio, let me tell you something, man. The girl's a singer. She's a wonderful singer. She used to be a nightclub singer when she was 13 years old. So, you know, I'm just letting you know that she has been out there. She's sung with some of the best of them. She's sung with some top names, some people in the industry out there. She's probably sung with also.
We're always up for anything. You know, if she wants to send us some tracks, as long as she's singing or whatever she does, we'll record the rest and send back until she's at.
Cool. Hey, guys, check it out.
I sing a song for Mario Gonzalez in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish, but I can sing in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And it was called Care Buena. The tracks were sent to me, and I recorded them, you know, singing a song in Spanish. We can pull off some pretty amazing stuff with the new technology.
Right. Hey, guys, check out, man. The show is getting ready to end, Sugar Bear Trio, so I don't want to end it with you talking and cut you off, man. I want to get this perfect. So let me say a little something right quick. Guys, you guys can tune in every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time. That's 8 o'clock Eastern. Check us out. DJ Black Caesar and Vienna. That's the name of the show, guys. We do live interviews with independent and majors also. So if you guys need an interview, get with me at 662-995-0679. Again, at 662-995-0679. Get with DJ Black Caesar and let me know what you guys wanting to do. Also, you can get with Vienna. Vienna's on Facebook. Vienna, tell me your Facebook.
It's facebook.com/OTHE1220.
Okay, thank you for that. We got 12 seconds, guys. Thank you for showing up tonight. We appreciate it. We love you all.
Love you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you, Vienna.
Thank you so much.
No, it was a pleasure.
Good night, girl.
Good night.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Paul.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, man.
Love you.
Love you, Rose. Love you, too.